Okay, let's start our discussion. Yevamos daf pei vav. So this is a very famous discussion of this daf. Again, many achronim talk about the Rashi and Tosfos on this daf relating to the Isser of Tevel. That'll be today's topic, the Isser of Tevel. The Gemara towards the top of the Amud. Again, the context is, you know, the Mishnah talks about if a woman is married, if she's a Bas Kohen, she's married to Yisrael. If she's a Bas Yisrael, married to a Kohen, when is she allowed to eat Truma? When is she not allowed to eat Truma? Midah Raisa, Midah Rabbanan. The Mishnah says that if there's any kind of connection to a Yisrael, so then she's not allowed to eat Truma, even if she's a Bas Kohen, and she also cannot eat in her father's house Truma because she is connected. So the Mishnah goes through all those details. So here there's an important line relating to Truma and Tevel and the relationship between them in general. The Gemara tells us on Pei Vav Amin Aleph, V'rabanan, ma truma toveles, af maiserishon, nami tovel. Just like truma is toveles, that before I take out truma from my grain, it is called tevel, and therefore it is untithed produce and grain, and I'm not allowed to eat it. Also, maiserishon, before I take it out, it is usur. Even though, ironically, once you take it out, maiserishon, we paskin, that technically Yisrael is allowed to have maiserishon, as long as there's no trumas maiser in it. Which has the status of truma, but it still make until it's taken out, until I do the hafrasha, until I separate the maiserishon, what's left is called tevel. So we'll get to the Rashi and the Tosaf of the Shem in a minute. But the source for the Isser of tevel, it's not clear. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, don't eat tevel. It doesn't say the word tevel anywhere. And that the source itself is interesting. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that the source for the Isser is quoting the pasuk, and the chinuch quotes this pasuk. So I'll just read it from the chinuch Sanhedrin daf pe gimel. But the chinuch quotes it in mitzvah resh pe dalid shalo lechol tevel ben Yisrael ben Kohen. Right? Nobody can eat tevel. Even a Kohen can't eat tevel. What's the chiddush? We'll see soon. But a tevel, a Kohen or Yisrael can't eat tevel. V'hu adavar shlo nitla mimenu truma u'maisrus. And this is the grain that truma and maisrus weren't taken from. Shnei amar. V'lo yechalalu es kachri b'nei Yisrael. Do not violate and be mechalel the kachim of b'nei Yisrael. Eis asher yarimu l'ashem. That which will be taken out. Huram. So what does that mean? Don't violate, it says kadshe. You might say kadshe means kadshim. Doesn't mean kadshim. Eza sheyirimu chazal say, uba apir shemakubal, al ze sheba ochel tevel akasim adaber. This is talking about tevel because it's asidim litrum akasim adaber. The Gemara says, it's that which will have something huram from it. Something that trumo and maizes will be taken from it. That's what tevel is called in the Torah. So that's already very interesting. Tevel is defined as stuff that you're going to do hafrasha to. Right? That is how the Torah refers to it. So that's the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Reish Pei Dalet. V'inyin HaKazav Olomar Shlo Yechalu HaKadshim Ba'udam U'ravim Imachulim. Do not violate Kadshim. Meaning, what's the Kadshim being referred to here? It's the Trumas and the Maisras inside. Right? Don't violate. Don't disgrace. Yechalalu hakachim ba'odan mu'uravim im hachulin. V'zeo lashon eisa sheyirimu shehu lashon asid. It's the future tense. Klomar sha'adayin lo hormu. And that's why he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Minayin lo chal tevel shubim misa. How do we know there's misa b'dei shemayim by eating tevel? Shnemar v'leichalu as kachay b'nei Yisrael eisa sheyirimu lashem ba'asidim litrom akasam adaber. You know that that's talking about tevel. V'yalef, and we learn gzeira shava from Truma. V'lo yechalalu, it says by Tevel, and it says by Truma, v'eskachi b'nei Yisrael lo sechalalu v'lo samusu. Just like Truma is Misa, so too Tevel is Misa. There is another source, a different source quoted, and the Rambam quotes this source. It's based on a Medrash. The Medrash in the Torah's Kohanim. And the Mefarshim wonder why the Rambam in Macholos Asuros quotes this source. In Perek Yud Halacha Yud Tes, the Rambam says, HaTevel Ketzad. What's Tevel? Call ochel shuchayav lahafish benu truma umaisrus. Kodem shiafish benu nikra tevel. Any food. Interesting. What's trumas and maisrus? That's a separate discussion. Midah raisa. I have to take trumas and maisrus from what? So Rashi and Tosfos all over Shas say, dagan tirosh v'yitzar. Grain, one of the five grains. Tirosh v'yitzar, which at least means oil and wine. Maybe it means olives and grapes. But that's it, according to Rashi and Tosfos. The Rambam shita is all fruit. All fruits are chayiv in shumin samaisos mida araisa. Vegetables, that's beferish, that's the rabbanon according to all. But the Rambam holds all fruit. But here the Rambam says kol ochel, anything that you have to take off shumin samaisos before it's called tevel va'asur lechem imenu shenemar v'lichalu as kashay b'nei Yisrael esa sheirim al Hashem klomar lo yinhagu bahen minhag chulin va'adayin kachim sha'asidim lihitarim lo hurmu. So that so far is the isser is what's quoted in the Gemara. And that's okay. Don't be noik chulin by kachim that are inside that you haven't been huram yet. The ha'ochal kezayis ben atevel kodem shi'afish ben atshuma gadol, and if somebody eats tevel, v'tshumas ma'isr chayim misa bidei shamayim. So then there's a chayim misa bidei shamayim for the onesh. Shene'emar, how do you know this? Ha'ochal kezayis ben atevel, I'm sorry. Quotes a pasuk that, in the context of the first pasuk of without the gzeira shava, he will bear the sin of his guilt, avon ashma. So it's a separate pasuk, not the pasuk quoted by the Gemara. The Menachas Chinuch wonders here in mitzvah Resh Pei Dalet, is there an afkamina between the two sources? Do you learn the onesh of Tevel, of Misa, Chiyah Misa, from Truma, Gzera Shava, or do you learn it from here, of Hisi Osam Avon Ashma? He suggests maybe if you eat it Shalo Kederach Achila, if you eat it in an abnormal way. We had a cut last week, we had a shiur about eating it in an abnormal way. If I eat something raw and not cooked, if I eat something burning, I liquefy it and I have it burning hot and I swallow it while it's burning hot and it's going to burn my throat, right? If I get something liquefied and take it IV, right, so all of those are different types of shalok kederach. Is there an issur d'oraisa by shalok kederach? So the rule is, well, does it say in the Torah don't eat? If it says don't eat, so then any type of shalok kederach is not called eating. If it just says it's asur, without saying don't eat, so then even shalok kederach, by eating basar b'chalav, it doesn't say anywhere don't eat basar b'chalav. It says don't cook basar b'chalav. And we learn from there three times to include the not eating. So Chazal say, so if it doesn't say don't eat, so then it could be any type of ingestion would be included in the Isser D'Araisa. So that's the Minchas Chinuch says, maybe that's a nafkamina. Maybe that's a nafkamina based on the source of the Gemara. The source of the Gemara, it's compared to Truma. And by Truma, it says don't eat. Or if you just have the source by the Rambam, it doesn't say anywhere don't eat by Tevel. That's his suggestion. Balavish Nerebehem Lashon Achila, Inochayav al Shalok Kederach Achilasim, Kiyadua. Balavish Lo Nerebehem Achila, Laichelav Kilayakarem, Yerchayav even Shalok Kederach Achila. So maybe that's an afkamina between the two, suggests the Menchas Chinuch. Kivan Ta'alav, the Tevel, Nafkalami, Velo Yechalav, Velo Ksiv Lashon Achila, Av Shalok Kederach Achila Yasser. But according to Argamar, you learn from Shuma, it would be. Okay, that is all number one. Number two, now let's get into what many Achronim discuss, and that's Rashi and Tosfos on this daf. Rashi has a line that Tosfos understands. The question is, does Rashi really mean it in this way? Rashi says here, on Matruma Tovelas, Shekol Zman Shelo Hufrisha, as long as the Truma hasn't been taken out of the Tevel, Chayavin Misa Al Achilaso Shel Tevel. Your Chayav Misa for the Achila of Tevel. To a Misa Ksivbe, because it says Misa by Truma. So as long as you didn't take out the Truma, you're going to be Chai Misa in the Tevel because it says Misa by Truma. What does that sound like? Says Tosfos. It sounds like the Shorish of the Isser, the root of the problem of Tevel, is that there's Truma inside. That's what it sounds like from Rashi. Because what does Rashi say? Again, until you take out the Truma, you're going to be Chai Misa for eating Tevel because it says Misa by Truma. And Tosfos wonders, the entire reason of the problem of Tevel is because of the Truma inside, so why can't Kohanim eat Tevel? Right, Kohanim are allowed to eat Truma, so if the only problem of Tevel is eating the Truma, so why can't the Kohanim eat Tevel, if the only are allowed to eat Truma? That shows us the second question. Imi tam ze lo litzar Tevel a Kohen, kivan de Truma shayilei. Truma is mutter to a Kohen, and therefore, you know, that's a problem. So you see, so that's why Tosfos gives a different shot of the Gemara. Pirush Rivan, Mishum de Darshina, and he quotes that Gemara in Sanhedrin that we just mentioned. V'lo yechalu as kachei b'nei Yisrael asheyirimu ba'asidim litchum akadim adabra v'yalav chilu chilu mitruma. We have a gzeira shava. We have a gzeira shava to teach us Misa. Tevel from Truma. But once you have the Isra of Tevel, what does that mean? Rabbi Yosef Engel says, what seems to be the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos? Is Tevel a unique, different shame Isser? An Isser Mechudash. Tevel is also Mishum Tevel. Once you take off Truma, now there's an Isser of Truma. But Tevel and Truma are two total differently Shemos Isurim. Tevel is an Asar because of the Truma Shebo. No, you learn it out from Xerah Shava the Misa, but it's Tevel. While Rashi seems to say that, no, Tevel and Asar because of the Truma Shebo. This is the Asvin Daraisa quoted here in Klal Beis. In Klal Beis, he has that Chakira. He quotes, Ode Binyan, let me talk about the Isur of Truma. What's the first source he quotes? Rashi and Tosfos and Yuvamas and Daf Pevav. The Tevel also mebnei Ir of Truma Shebo. But Tosfos Hikshu, that it should be mutter for Kohanim. And he quotes, this Machlokas is as follows. The Kemo, what do you have to explain? So according to Rashi, how do you answer Tosfos Akasha? Right? Why, if Tevel is usher because of the Truma in it, so why don't you say that Tevel is mutter to Kohanim? What's the answer? Just because something is going to be mutter to Kohanim doesn't mean it has to be mutter always. He gives a beautiful example. Karbanos. Karbanos. Kohanim cannot eat Karbanos until after Zrikas Adam, until after Haktaras Emurim. You have to do a certain avoda before you partake, before the Kohanim partake. It's going to be mutter to Kohanim, but it's not mutter right away. So it could be, says of Yosef Engel, Truma is mutter to Kohanim only after there's a Hafrasha done. Beforehand, it's also to Kohanim too, because you have to do this Maisa Afrasha, just like you have to do the Maisa Zrika. Okay, you might say Zrika is different, you're not doing an act within this item itself. Hafrasha, you are taking out the Truma. Zrika is a separate act. Okay, Rashi is not Machalik between those two. But that's the Rabbi Yosef Engel's beautiful answer. The Nira B'Yishuv Das Rashi, the Kemo de Matzino B'Kachim, the Ko de Mazrika V'Aktara, before you do the Zrika V'Aktara, have Yakol Ligavoa. Everything belongs to Hashem. V'Yachare HaZrika V'Aktara, Oza Kohanim O'Abayla Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachi. After you do the Zrika and the Haktara, so then the Kohanim are allowed to partake, K'mavur B'Nei Kedushin Daf Nun Beis, the Hachanami, Efshar, the Hachruma HaMu'ureves B'Tevel, Hichela Gavoha. Before you take out the truma from the tevel, it belongs to Hashem, so to speak. V'al kein, and therefore asur az lakol, it's asur to everybody. V'achareha hafrasha, az akoni mishulchan gavoa kazachi. And he says, I have a raya brura that truma beforehand could be called mishulchan gavoa kazachi. It's a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Trumos, Yud Beis Yud Tes. Says the Rambam. If I give Truma to the Kohen, Amanas that he gives it back to me, we paskin, Matana Manas Lachzir, Shema Matana on condition that you give it back to me, it still works as a Matana. I'm a Yisrael, I'm not allowed to eat it, but I can give it to a different Kohen. V'yasr lasos came in Shinir Kimisayev Vesakranas. You're not allowed to do that though. V'chein Asr Lahan Sheyechtafu Trumus and Maestros. A Kohen is not allowed to grab his Trumus and Maestros. He can't go to the granary and grab it. V'yafilu lish'ol chelkan b'fiyan, even to ask for it, b'feirish. No. A Yisrael gives the truma. Kohen's not allowed to ask for it or grab it. Why? Aser, ela notlin b'kavid. Just take it, b'kavid. Why? Here's the Rambam. Sha'al shulchan hamakom heim ochlin. Because they're eating on God's table. V'yal shulchano heim shosim. And they're drinking God's drinks. U'matanos elu lashemhu. They really belong to Hashem. V'hu barachu zicha lohen. And he, Hashem, was mezakeh it to the Kohanim. Shenemar v'ani nasati l'chaz mishmeres shumosai. Don't grab it. Doesn't belong to you. It belongs to Hashem, and he's sharing it with you. What do you see from there? The Rambam's using lashonos of mishulchan gavoa by truma. That lashon is usually found in Chazal by kachim. Mishulchan gavoa kazachu. The Rambam's using it by truma. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, that's exactly my pshat of Rashi. Right, because Rashi holds that it's also the truma shevel is also because of the truma shevo, but still Kohanim are not allowed to partake of it because some of it was like mishulchan gavoa. The Rambam uses that lashon of mishulchan gavoa. Ulefize yesh makom lomar the iser truma ikri shapir iser hashave bakol. And then he says, interestingly, we know there are different types of isurim in Chazal. An isur hashave bakol, an isur that applies to everybody, and an isur she'eino shave bakol, an isur that only applies to certain individuals, which is so to speak a weaker lav. The isur of grusha l'kohen, the isur of almana l'kohen gadol. Those are called the isur she'eino shave bakol, right in the Gemara, because it only applies to kohenim and kohen gadol. Isuri of nazir, that's a machlokas rishonim. Is that an isur hashave bakol? Well, anybody could become a nazir, so. Maybe it's an Isra Hashava Bakol. But he says, Truma is also an Isra Hashava Bakol. It's Isra Hashava Bakol? What do you mean? Kohanim are allowed to eat Truma. Oh, no, they're not allowed to eat Truma until after the Hafrasha. So it's possible to call a truma also an Isra Hasheva Bakol, because it's also to call him at a certain stage. Beautiful, and he quotes other issues that are related to this as well. There is another Rishon that seems to hold like Rashi, and that's the Ran. The Ran in Nedarim, on Daf Pei Dalid. Right, this is also quoted. The Ran also seems to say, like Rashi, Ran says here, "Debishlama truma bidinhu shetehe toveles kivan shehi atzma asura rayhu shetehe asetarovsa." Since truma is asur, it makes sense and it's befitting that before you take out the truma, it's tevel. Tekivan dal karcho tzarach larima menakri einem espadelasham. It's not batel. Right, what's the Ran dealing with? Usually we have the concept of bittel. Right, if something is over 1 to 60, whatever it is, so that's going to be batel. So why do you say truma is batel on the tevel? Right, so before you then there'll never be anything called truma, because there'll never be anything called tevel, because there'll always be batel. So the Ran says, come on, you can't say that. No, truma is going to be usher, so it makes sense. It's an exception to the rule of bittel. Bittel is only when you have something and it gets mixed in. Here, Hashem, it's mixed in naturally. But it makes sense that it asers its tarobas, because it's going to be aser. Umishamachi oseris, oseris. Avo meiser ani. What about meiser ani? I have truma, I have meiser rishon, I have meiser ani, I give to the poor. That's not going to be aser to anybody ever. Shehu atzmo mutter lazarim heich ye tarobas o chomer mimenu. How can you say its tarobas is more chomer than it? Right? The only reason that you might say it's usher is because of the trumas ani shabo, and that's not going to, doesn't make sense that's going to usher, because it itself is not usher. So how the Ran explains the difference between meiser ani and truma, that itself reflects that he seems to hold like Rashi that tevel is usher because of the truma shabo, and you have to explain like Rabbi Yosef Engel. Okay, one or two other points relating to tevel. Number one, Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Lamed asks, why is it that the Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Lamed Hey earlier quotes, I'm not allowed to use matzah of tevel. Let's say I took grain, I didn't take all trumas and maestros, I ground it, I kneaded it, I made it into matzah. So it's matzah of tevel. Says the Gemara, Daf Lamed Hey, you're not allowed to use matzah of tevel. Why? Based on a pasuk. Based on a pasuk. Ask Tosfos, why isn't it just mitzvah haba abaveira? That's Tosfos kasha, sukkah daf lamed. Miyu tema, perkal shah, the tanya yosef idech matzah betevel, the darash le mikra tape, and you learn it out from a pasuk. That's the Gemara later on here. Just find it, if I can find it for a second. Based on a pasuk. What do you need the pasuk for? Just say it's a mitzvah. I'll just skip it for now. Just say it is a mitzvah haba. In Pesachim, Daf Lamed Hey, Mitzvah Haba Aveira. That Tosfos does not answer the question. Doesn't answer the question. So how do you answer that question? So we had a shiur about Mitzvah Haba Aveira a couple of months ago. If you say that Mitzvah Haba Aveira is only a problem midrabanan, that's one answer. Right. So some Bali Tosfos say Mitzvah Haba Aveira only makes the Aveira not successful. Doesn't you not yosei midrabanan midaraisa you are yosei. Okay, that's why you need the pasuk. Mitzvah Haba Aveira is only a derabanan problem. And the pasuk makes it a daraisa problem. Number one. Number two, there is the day of Tosfos quoted in the Ritva in a few places on Daf Tes, on Daf Lamed, that maybe Mitzvah Baba Veira only applies by certain mitzvos. What the Tosfos calls mitzvos shel ritzui. Mitzvos that are meant to bring you closer to Hashem directly, like lulav and karban. Those are the ones that the Ritva has. Those are meant. Lulav is part of tefillah. Those are inherently meant to bring you closer. But matzah. Matzah, the Gemara, the Bavli does not say matzah has Mitzvah Baba Veira applied to it. The Ritva doesn't like that because the Yerushalmi has Mitzvah Baba Veira by stolen matzah. So that's what the Yerushalmi has. So, but that's the second answer, that it doesn't apply to matzah. But that's what the Ritva directs. But you could answer that there's a Bavli and Yerushalmi have different approaches to Mitzvah Baba Veira. That's what we discussed then. But there's a third idea. There's a third idea that's mentioned by the Achronim, Rav Salvechik. Rav Shechler has this in Eretz HaTzvi, and that is, Mitzvah Baba Aveira is only where you have a chefsa shel Aveira. Where you have an object that an Aveira was done, and now is labeled as a chefsa shel Aveira, and you can't use a chefsa shel Aveira for a chefsa shel Mitzvah. So if I steal matzah, that's a chefza shal avera. I did an avera with this matzah. Right, that's the avera that's spoken about in Shas Bavli by Misabav Avera, where you stole something. Misabav Avera. But let's say the Yerushalmi says, if I carry matzah through Rishus Harabim, and then I want to eat it, the Yerushalmi says, that's okay. If it's stolen, it's not okay. Because it's labeled as a chefza shal avera. If I carried it, the avera is over. I did an avera, but it's not labeled as a chefza shal avera. So one might say, tevel, is tevel a chefza shal avera? You didn't do anything wrong. Tevel is machalas asuros. It's also to eat. But there wasn't an avera done. I just grew something, and it grew, and it's tevel. So it could be mitzvah bab avera only applies where there is a chefza shal avera. There was an avera that was done that labels the object, and that status continues and prevents the mitzvah. But tevel, there was no avera done. It's just chefza shal ma'achalas asuros. It's also to eat it, but it's not reflective of an avera that adheres in the status, and therefore you wouldn't have the problem of mitzvah bab avera. Another issue, just to quickly mention, and that is the Rishonim, Rabbeinu David, in Pesachim, on Daf Lamed Hey, right, quotes, deals with of matzah of tevel. He says, why don't you say asi dochalos asay? Asi dochalos asay, the mitzvah asay of eating matzah will be dochalos asay of tevel. Right, why don't you say asi dochalos asay? Sugis we add all the way at the beginning of Yevamos, Daf Dalet Hey and Vav. Why don't you say that? So, various answers given. One answer is that, well, it's Efshel, the Rish Lakish says, Efshel Lakayim Shneim. If you have a possibility of being Makayim, both, meaning you don't need to do the los asay. In order to do the asay, then you don't rely on asay los asay. So find another piece of matzah. Right, find out if somebody has to do bris milah and there's a piece of a negat saras on the arla, you don't have a choice. You have to do bris milah here. But here, find another piece of matzah. So maybe that's why you wouldn't say asay los asay. But others give different answers. Rabbeinu David here gives another answer, which we're not going to go into. But Achronim say, the Arsameach says, you don't say asay los asay when there's an Isser Chefza. Only by an Isser Gavra. Asi docha lo saseh. In this chefza, you wouldn't say asi docha lo saseh. Why would that be? Right? It could be there's a, just again, not our topic now, but there's an Avnei Nezer that says, how do you define an Isser chefza and an Isser gavra? Most things are in life are Isser gavras. So why is something usser? Because, says the Avnei Nezer, the Jew has kedusha. You don't want to stain his gavra. And that's why almost every avera is a reflection of staining the gavra. But sometimes you'll have a karbon. A carbon, you can't use a carbon. Why? That's an Isser Chefza, because there's a violation of its Kedusha. So that's an Isser Chefza. So some say, if something is Isser Chefza, then you're not going to say Asi Docha Lo Saseh, because the problem in the Chefza is still going to be a problem. The mitzvah is about me. It's about the Gavra. The Aveir is at the Chefza. So you can't compensate that Asi Docha Lo Saseh, don't worry, you're not staining the Gavra, because you're doing a mitzvah with the Gavra. But if the mitzvah is in the gavra and the aveir is in the chefza, so then that wouldn't be able to, you wouldn't be able to say asay chalos asay about that. Hopefully we'll have a shiur about that. I think we might have had a few earlier in the Masechta. But these are just some issues regarding the isser of tevel. Okay, we'll stop here.